food with fires or anything like that. We've never had a fire in our home in my lifetime.
Did you ever hear of people taking a big piece of wood like this and setting it towards the back of the fireplace?
Yes, I've seen that.
What would they call that big piece of wood?
Would you call them a log fire, a log something? Yes, I have seen that.
Uh-huh.
Even after I was grown in the rich white people's homes, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those log fires, I guess you'd call them, I don't know. But we didn't have any, you see. No, we didn't have anything like that, no fireplace. But we did have a wood cook stove.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd buy this wood the Mexicans would bring in here, from out here into town, buy a load, but it would be green, this old mesquite wood. And then they could get oak wood, and I don't know where they got it from, but that oak wood would start, but you could have a hotter fire, and it was a hotter fire and a quicker fire than this old green mesquite. But this place at that time, I'm going to tell you where. Do you know where Solomon Cole is now?
I don't think so.
Oh, you see. Well, one block from where Solomon Cole is now, there was a house on this corner and a house on that corner. Those were the two last houses in Corpus Christi. All this stuff was brush, and it just wasn't here. These people in the later years have built this up. The white people did and moved out here in Hillcrest. And the colored people, no. They didn't dare live out here until after they integrated the town a few years ago.
Why weren't you scared moving out here?
Say what, honey?
Why weren't you scared moving out here?
Well, I'm telling you the truth, I didn't feel too comfortable moving out here. But you see, the white people do things, like I think, I don't say they do it, but I think they do things at nights. Now, before they moved these people out here, the colored, they had built all that south end of the south end of town. Mr. had a tract of land out there, and they had built up on Austin Street and this street and that street, all out. I used to go up and down Alameda Street taking my husband to work. He worked out there for the Oso Beach Golf and Country Club, and I used to take him 8 miles every morning, and I'd go for him and bring him home at night. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the water would be up to the hub of my car. Yeah, and why they've got all these streets built up and houses built up out there. There's nothing but look like a bay.
Mm-hmm.
And just look like a bay. And I never will forget there was a break into that pavement, a big break in, and my car would fall down in that place going out or coming, but I kind of learned where it was and I tried to avoid it. But that was on Alameda. What is Alameda Street now?
Mm-hmm.
But
what would you call a little room off the kitchen where you could store canned goods or?
Pantry.
Okay. And say if you had a lot of old worthless things, like old broken furniture, what would you call that? You'd say it wasn't good anymore. It was just.
Trash would call it trash.
Anything else? Did you ever use the word junk?
Rubbish. Or junk, I don't know. I noticed that coming in from the grocery store yesterday, they had a garage sale out there, but I didn't stop to see what was in it because I had too much of that in my house now.
What would you call a room that's used to store just odds and ends in?
Honey, we didn't have those rooms.